I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:04, and this part of the program is brought to you by Credit Karma. Call right now. All this week, just like last week, throughout the day from 8 to 4, every hour, we have tickets for our live Halloween secret show. We're doing it a week from tomorrow at Club Fugazi. Steve Silver's Beach Blanket Babylon. That's where they do that show. They're lending us the stage for the day. Steve Silver's Beach Blanket Babylon Holiday Extravaganza is November 15th through December 31st, and it features tap dancing, Christmas trees, parodies of Christmas carols, the legendary gigantic Yuletide hat, and more. Tickets are on sale now at beachblanketbabylon.com. But you can't buy the tickets to the secret show. You have to win them, and you have to be over 21. So we're going to do a little lunch there, and there'll be a cash bar, cash being the operative word. You need to know credit cards there. And certainly you'll enjoy the show more with a couple drinks at lunchtime.
We're much funnier
when you've been drinking. And wear a costume, because we have an awesome rundown of all the prizes and stuff. Grand prize, a trip for two to Squaw Valley Alpine Meadows with 3 days of lift tickets, 2 nights lodging, courtesy of the 2017 Warren Miller film Line of Descent. There's also a 40-inch HD smart TV up for grabs and tickets to the San Francisco Dungeon and Steve Silver's Beach Blanket Babylon. Call now. We'll take caller number 97-800-400-3697. You have to be over 21. And then that's it. You've won your way into our wonderful live secret show. It's a week from tomorrow on Halloween Day at lunchtime. What are you giggling about over there, mister?
I bet Hooman's apartment door gets egged on Halloween, says 415.
Probably won't. Well, he has an apartment building, so the kids
can't get in. They'd have to get in to do that.
I tried to get in there one time. I couldn't.
Right.
He took a picture of a nearby street sign and then headed home.
It's the nearby street sign at his house.
It wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't. By the way, it was definitely taken leaning out of a car window.
Yeah, totally.
That is not true.
We were all there at the
I had parked
waiting.
And was on the sidewalk.
Oh, you're my such God. A liar.
God, Vinny, just stop it. We all know.
We know, hey, Vinny. We know.
We all know. These are the big albums in the country this week. On Fridays, we get the new music, and then a week and a half later on the Monday, we find out how everything did. There are no real surprises on here. The number one was going to be the whole time. There is a debut in 10th place. St. Vincent sold 29,000 copies of Massiduction. Cool. It's good. Number nine is Lil Pump by rapper Lil Pump. 30,000 copies. That's just mean. Your life sucks and mine doesn't. Wow, thanks. A Boogie with the Hoodie, the bigger artist, is number eight, 31,000 copies. Number seven is Imagine Dragons Evolve, about 33,000 copies of that. Number six is Ed Sheeran's Divide, another 33,000 copies of that record. How many records of Divide has he sold? Like, he has been on the charts nonstop since this record came out.
Jane. You know the answer.
Yeah,
text
Jane,
us.
Please text us the answer to that.
Oh, right. You're in Nashville.
I'm busy, guys.
Oh, look at.
What is
it? I have a text from Jane right here.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
I'm here now, leaving for Nashville in a bit. Be back to see you guys on Wednesday.
All right. How many units has Ed Sheeran moved, Jane? I want your love. Coming in at number five is Lil Uzi Vert. Love is Rage 2, 35,000 copies. Number four is Post Malone, Stony, 45,000 copies of that. And the top three are all new this week. Coming in at number three is, maybe I should tell you the three top things and you rank them. Pink, Gucci Mane, and Beck.
Well, I love the Beck album, but that came in third. I'm going to say Gucci Mane came in second, and I'm going to say Pink won the week.
You are the winner!
Thank you!
You got a point, Vinny! You can use it wherever points are accepted.
I think only these days now I just climb into bed at the end of a day and
count
go,
your points.
I got a point.
Listen,
today.
You should just start. You got your own room now that no one's allowed in. Just start making little hash marks on the wall.
I just call Gretchen's home number and go, and hang up.
She's all, damn it, you got to rub it in. Beck sold, I feel like, a mere 46,000 copies. Like, Beck is amazing.
I bought
Colors
it,
is the new record.
And I've let it play, like, circle.
What do you think? Tell
I
me.
I love the album. It's a whole album. I don't know that any one song is the one where I go,
that's
oh,
one.
That's a hit. But it's great. He's really good.
It came in third place. 46,000 copies of Beck's Colors. Gucci Mane was number two with Mr. Davis. 70,000 copies of that. He's the king of really big wedding cakes.
Oh, right.
10 foot tall. $75,000.
Bad face tattoos.
Although I was reading.
See the ice cream cone guy?
Yeah.
He didn't invite his mom to the wedding. Or one of his brothers.
Oh.
Why? Does he
I
say?
I don't know why. No, I couldn't.
He must have heard one of our bad advices about it's your wedding, you can invite whoever you want.
Well.
If he doesn't want it, the bummer will be if they, you know, patch things up in a year. But I was still not at your wedding. Have another wedding. I would love to. I love humongous wedding cakes. I'll do it, Mom. And Pink, 408,000 copies of Beautiful Trauma. That's got to feel good. You're Pink
yeah.
today. What about us? Her last album, The Truth About Love, also debuted at number one 5 years ago.
Oh.
It's 408,000 copies is the fourth biggest sales week overall this year. And the best by a woman since Beyonce sold 652,000 copies of Lemonade in May of last year. About us. And there's your music for this week. Those are the big records.
All right.
Night of Too Many Stars. This is, I'm not sure how many of these they've done.
Is that the one with the presidents all being there?
No, oh, this is happening on November 18th, I believe. Night of Too Many Stars, America Unites for Autism. Comedians are lined up for this. It'll be hosted by Daily Show former host Jon Stewart, November 18th. A mix of sketches, short films, and stand-up performances, including appearances by Louis C.K., Stephen Colbert, Abby Jacobson, Jordan Klepper, Hasan Minhaj, John Mulaney, Olivia Munn, John Oliver, Adam Sandler, and more are expected to be announced. This used to air on Comedy Central, but it looks like it's moving to HBO because Jon Stewart has a deal there.
Oh.
I guess that's why. It'll be presented live from the theater at Madison Square Garden in New York on Saturday, November 18th at 8 p.m. And I guess it's airing the same night? I'm not positive. It was created by comedy writer and performer Robert Smigel to support autism schools, programs, and services. And it has raised more than $24 million to date. And then they go on to say who produces it, etc. But all you really need to know is that it's happening on November 18th, and it looks like they're not saying it's airing later, so I'm going to guess it's going to air live on HBO. Here you go. Big lineup, though. The Night of Too Many Stars. Game of Thrones!
Here we go!
It's, unfortunately, it's not anything plot-based. It's about one of the characters. It's about Peter Dinklage.
It's good enough, I'll say.
Yeah, I know. Anything that gives you a minute to think about Game of Thrones is worth it. Peter Dinklage and his wife, Erica Schmidt, have welcomed their second child together. She is 42, and I guess back in March, she was showing a growing baby bump. And she walked the red carpet alongside Peter Dinklage, who is 48, at the premiere of an off-Broadway play that she wrote and directed. I don't see... They do have a five-year-old daughter who they welcomed in 2011. They married... They eloped in Vegas in 05. And...
That's how you do it, Bryn.
Is that how you did it, Vinny?
What? Oh, snap.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
I think you do.
That laugh is a little devilish.
What?
You know what I'm
saying. I'm laughing
about.
At your joke. You said snap.
You're like,
that was a good one.
So I guess this baby's been out for a while. It's a devilish laugh.
Get out of here. Anyway, what about him?
What about the truth?
The baby's been out of her for a while, it would appear.
out of her.
Looks like maybe they did not publicly confirm the pregnancy. They were spotted out with their newborn at a concert in September. And now it looks like people said, what are they, babysitting? And they've confirmed that she had a baby. So there you go. We got to hear the song, you know.
Yeah.
On Friday, Dr. Phil was pulling out of a parking lot. He was trying to get around a van that was in front of him. And then he hit a skateboarder in a crosswalk.
Oh. Is the little boy okay?
He's not that little. Phil checked on the guy. He got out of the car and, hey, are you all right?
Right.
And the guy said he was fine. It's okay. So they separated.
He didn't say, you're Dr. Phil, I'm hurt.
He didn't say that till later.
Ah.
I think he came to his senses later.
Okay.
So the guy said, yeah, cash me outside. They each went on their way. Phil stopped and, you know, got out of the, nobody wants to hit anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can all agree on that. Please, I don't want to hit you. You don't want to be hit. Let's agree that you'll look both ways and I'll not be texting. How about that?
How about that?
God, cash, you know, me what outside. They show all the time on, I follow all these different skateboard sites, including Thrasher Magazine and some of the others. Skateboarding in San Francisco is huge. It's a,
yeah.
This is a big town for it. And they show videos of guys bombing these hills here.
God.
And they get a guy watching the street down below, but you still see him just zip right. They can't stop. So they bomb the hill and they go right through the next street. And you hope the guy who's, you know, watching his friend and trying to watch the cars, stop.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy.
It's not like there's any brakes on those things.
No.
I watched a Viceland special on skateboarding. This one particular dude, but they
you
were
did?
All yeah, they were all in San Francisco, and I wanted to remember the guy's name, which I can't now. But he ended up going to jail because he did all this crime. He was like a meth head, heroin.
Oh God!
Oh, this teeth isn't were gone. This isn't going the way I was hoping it would.
It was
at all.
Gnarly. Like the dude. I'll try to find it. I've been meaning to talk to you about that, but I'll try to find the guy's name. But we could talk about his story later.
All right.
But it was pretty gnarly.
So they had shots of him.
Yeah, bombing the streets.
It's a thing.
Yeah. And like skateboarding out here down at the Embarcadero.
Yeah.
All the plaza right there.
Well, we've got
it's
places
really
to do
interesting.
It.
Interesting, yeah.
Andy Roy?
That maybe. Sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
What was he in prison for?
I don't know. It just says
I think
from pro skater to prison inmate.
Yeah, I think that's
bummer.
Him. Yeah.
Looks like Ed's Divide Sales hard copy. By the way, Jane just texted me. Hard copy. 809, almost 891,000 million. I mean, no,
people 1, actually bought the CD.
Over
a
million
copy.
When they do single sales streaming math, so right. It's over a million.
Wow.
So it's what do they call that? Platinum.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's the Divide album's gone platinum. That still seems low, doesn't it?
I see 2.2 million combined sales made up from 1.7 million physical downloads. Plus 511,000 streaming equivalent units.
Oh, so even 511,000 seems low for the streaming. I mean, it feels like
it's a big album.
Yeah. Okay, but 2 million sounds more likely.
Agreed.
It's been on forever. Back to Dr. Phil hitting
yeah,
skate.
What did the dude say later?
So Phil checks on the guy. The guy's like, "It's all right, bro. I'm fine. Just a little woo." And then they each went on their way. So then a witness reported the accident. So police found the guy. And when they checked on him, he suddenly had a shoulder and leg injury. Which, look, it might not even be as suspicious as you think, because sometimes right after an accident, you are shot full of adrenaline and you do feel okay. It's the next day or
two days later,
that you start to really be like, geez, I think I tweaked my neck or I did something to my shoulder. And like Vinny thought, what do you think? Your wrist was bad after
no,
you had a...
No, my wrist was bad. I thought in that fall
That was the thing.
That was the injury, and it turned out it was the shoulder.
Right.
But the wrist was more painful for the first, I don't know, whatever.
Immediately.
And that's right, and that's why I ended up going to the... urgent care or whatever, because I finally went, I think this thing's broken. It's really bad. And it wasn't, luckily, but yeah, it ended up being the shoulder.
So now this guy's threatening to sue, saying that Dr. Phil ran a stop sign and was in the wrong lane.
Well, he did.
He's missing work due to his injuries. Phil's people say he's willing to fully cooperate with the police on their investigation. And listen, the guy's got plenty of cash.
Cop it up, Dr. Phil.
Stoke this guy out.
Oh, that's a good injury. The Dr. Phil hit by a car injury. It's way better than falling by yourself at the skate park with no one around except a little boy.
Yeah. What are you going to sue him for watching?
Hey, you okay? No.
I'm old. Okay? I'm not okay. Were you trying not to cry in front of the kid?
Tears weren't on my mind at all, actually. I only cry about sad. You know what? I only cry about sad stuff. That's where the tears come out. Stupid cartoons.
Those it's not even the sad stuff. It's the beautiful, happy stuff. The love stuff. The happy ending.
Did you cry at the Big Sick?
I did. Did you?
No.
Oh, my God. Loser. I totally cried. I was leaking the whole second half of the movie. Poor thing. You totally cried.
I did not. Get out of here.
Trying to be all manly. For me, I guess. I don't know who you're trying to be manly for. Your pride, I don't know. It's okay. You can cry, Vinny. It's fine.
No.
I understand. I'm fine with it. Cameron Diaz went to dinner. Oh, Hooman, this one's kind
Cameron
of for you.
Cameron Diaz makes the news?
She makes the news today.
I thought she quit Hollywood.
No, she's still there.
All right.
She went to dinner at an exclusive and crazy expensive restaurant called Matsuhisa.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that.
You have?
It's in Beverly Hills. She was there Thursday. And on the way out, she dropped her wallet. Contained cash, credit cards, you know, the stuff that's in your wallet.
What's her real name, does it say?
Oh, I don't know about that part. A homeless woman found it.
Paskowinowitz.
Yeah. Cameron. Carol Paskowinowitz. Also known as Cameron Diaz.
Right.
So a homeless woman found it and went into the restaurant to return it.
Oh.
And they said, no, she already left. And they didn't take the wallet from her.
Well.
Well,
it's
want
not theirs to take, and no, maybe they don't
want
to be involved.
We'll take that, and when she calls to see if she left it here, we'll have it for her. So once again, I mean, this lady's now got her second opportunity to just go, well, let's take it. But no. Someone called the cops, and she waited around to turn it over to the cops with nothing missing. I guess somehow along the line, the cops got it back to Cameron Diaz, who needs to track her down and give her a reward.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
Yeah, hopefully that'll be the story that we see tomorrow.
Think she'll buy her a home or something?
Although, how's she
a home?
Because she's homeless. I don't know. Maybe in Bakersfield, isn't that where people buy people
cheaper homes?
Yeah,
yeah,
you know.
You
like
don't spot her a 50 and say thanks. You buy her a home.
Well,
she's worth 120 mil.
Cameron Diaz is worth 120 mil.
Well, yeah, dude. She was just so farting movies for years.
Yeah,
that's good.
I like
that
her.
Is solid. Me too. I like her too.
When's she going to make another hit?
Maybe
I feel
she never
like
will.
She's tapped out.
She I took her money. I don't feel like I've seen her in anything.
Yeah, she's been
years.
Done.
She got married to
she,
one
oh,
of the Madden
she's married?
Brothers?
She
yeah, yeah.
did not.
Yeah.
Who's she married?
A couple years ago. She married yeah.
Benji
Madden.
2 years ago.
Who's
yeah.
that?
They didn't divorce yet?
Charlotte?
No. They're together. His brother was married to
Nicole Richie.
And I think they broke up, right?
No.
I think they're still together because... all four of them, I see pictures of them
oh,
hanging
good.
Out.
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, that what fun. They can double
oh,
date.
What fun.
One horse open.
Looks, the last movie hey. She did was the crappy remake of Annie. Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
Like that needs to that be
was Annie.
Jamie Foxx. He was Daddy Warbucks.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, it wasn't. So.
Well, anyway.
Hey, when does... Didn't... speaking of... Lionel Richie's kid. I thought of Lionel Richie. When does the American Idol start?
It's got to start. I think they're doing the auditions now. I don't know when the actual TV show starts,
yeah,
but they tape the auditions
sure, but
and
they,
put that together.
I was reading an article yesterday that Katy Perry is not meshing with Luke Bryan and
of course
Lionel
she's not.
Richie.
Of course she isn't. They're paying her $25 million. Anybody could have told them. No, no, not Katy Perry. And you know what? Double no on the $25 million. Katy Perry for $2 million. And even that, I mean, Jesus.
Oh no, that's
her agent did a great job.
Sure did. $25 million for what's sure to be a debacle and the demise of the franchise. Congratulations, everyone! All right, quickly here, I want to go through the box office
All
because
right.
Hooman specifically asked
Thank
for it.
Thank you so much.
Number 10 is Kingsman, The Golden Circle, made $3 million. It's made almost $100 million in 5 weeks, so it did pretty well. Number 9 is American Made. Which one is that?
That's Tom Cruise as the drug runner.
Oh, well.
Working for the CIA.
That's made about $45 million in 4 weeks. It made $3 million over the weekend. The Snowman, that's the one you reviewed. That
yeah,
made
that
is
too.
A mega flop. It made $3 million.
I'm not surprised.
For eighth place. Yeah, badly
when
reviewed.
They go to the scene with the snow packed on the person's face, you're like, oh, come on. The hell.
It made another $3.5 million for seventh place. It's up to $320 million in 7 weeks. And it is good. It's fine. It's not what I hoped it would be, but it is. It's good. And it definitely has some scary parts. You liked it, right, Yuzi? We thought it was good.
I liked it.
The Foreigner made $5.5 million, good for sixth place. Which one's that again, Hooman?
That's Jackie Chan.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Debuting in fifth place is Only the Brave. That's $6 million. That's the story of the firefighters where 20 of them go in and only one comes out, and there's like a real, it's a true story. We're talking about this briefly.
Right. Who's the star of that? He's pretty good.
I do not see.
His dad's married to Barbara Streisand.
Oh, Josh Brolin.
I think that guy's the star of
and
that
Jeff
movie.
Bridges is in it too. Jennifer Connelly, Miles Teller. Star studded Taylor Kitsch, John Carter.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Number four is Blade Runner 2049, $7.2 million. It's only made $74 million in 3 weeks. That movie is excellent. And I, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Whatever.
I really want people to go see it. Like, of all these movies I'm looking at here, that's the one, man. I loved that movie. Number three is Happy Death Day. That's made $40 million in 2 weeks. It does look good. It made $9 million at the box office this weekend. Geostorm.
Horrible.
Oh, no.
I saw it. It's not
debuted
good.
In second place. Oh, like you did really, go see it?
Yeah, really, really. Like, remember Armageddon?
Yeah.
It's like a really bad version of that.
Well, $13 million is what it brought in. Far below what they were hoping for. And I don't know
they
what they spent
mil,
easily,
at least.
Right? It was a big budget movie.
Yeah, way too
and
much.
Debuting in first place, Tyler Perry's Boo 2, a Madea Halloween. People love their Madea. $21 million. So congratulations to them. And that is all I've got time for. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Spotify is about to launch their IPO.
Oh.
Paranormal as we head into
Halloween
season. Rats.
Oh.
And more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Benny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:04, and this part of the program is brought to you by Credit Karma. Call right now. All this week, just like last week, throughout the day from 8 to 4, every hour, we have tickets for our live Halloween secret show. We're doing it a week from tomorrow at Club Fugazi. Steve Silver's Beach Blanket Babylon, that's where they do that show. They're lending us the stage for the day. Steve Silver's Beach Blanket Babylon Holiday Extravaganza is November 15th through December 31st, and it features tap dancing, Christmas trees, parodies of Christmas carols, the legendary gigantic Yuletide hat, and more. Tickets are on sale now at beachblanketbabylon.com. But you can't buy the tickets to the secret show. You have to win them, and you have to be over 21. So we're going to do a little lunch there, and there'll be a cash bar, cash being the operative word. You need to know credit cards there. And certainly you'll enjoy the show more with a couple drinks at lunchtime.
We're much funnier
when you've been drinking. And wear a costume because we have an awesome rundown of all the prizes and stuff. Grand prize, trip for two to Squaw Valley Alpine Meadows with 3 days of lift tickets, 2 nights lodging, courtesy of the 2017 Warren Miller film Line of Descent. There's also a 40-inch HD smart TV up for grabs and tickets to the San Francisco Dungeon and Steve Silver's Beach Blanket Babylon. Call now. We'll take caller number 97-800-400-3697. You have to be over 21. And then that's it. You've won your way into our wonderful live secret show. It's a week from tomorrow on Halloween Day at lunchtime. What are you giggling about over there, mister?
I bet Hooman's apartment door gets egged on Halloween, says 415.
Probably won't. Well, he has an apartment building, so the kids
can't get in. They'd have to get in to do that.
I tried to get in there one time. I couldn't.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right. Oh, you didn't stop.
My God.
He took a picture of a nearby street sign and then headed home.
It's the nearby street sign at his house.
It wasn't.
Yeah,
wasn't,
it was.
No, it wasn't. By the way, it was definitely taken leaning out of a car window.
Yeah, totally.
It's not true.
We're all there at the
I had parked
waiting.
And was on the sidewalk.
Oh,
oh my
you're such
God.
A liar.
God, Vinny, just stop it. We all know.
We know, hey, Vinny. We know.
We all know. These are the big albums in the country this week. On Fridays, we get the new music, and then a week and a half later on the Monday, we find out how everything did. There are no real surprises on here. The number one is was going to be the whole time. There is a debut in 10th place. St. Vincent sold 29,000 copies of Mass Seduction. Cool. It's good. Number nine is Lil Pump by rapper Lil Pump. 30,000 copies. That's just mean. Your life sucks and mine doesn't. Wow, thanks. A Boogie with the Hoodie, the bigger artist is number eight, 31,000 copies. Number seven is Imagine Dragons Evolve, about 33,000 copies of that. Number six is Ed Sheeran's Divide, another 33,000 copies of that record. How many records has he sold? Like, he has been on the charts nonstop since this record came out.
Jane, you know the answer.
Yeah,
text
Jane,
us.
Please text us the answer to that.
Oh, right. You're in Nashville.
I'm busy, guys.
Oh, look at...
What is
I
it?
Have a text from Jane right here.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
I'm here now, leaving for Nashville in a bit. Be back to see you guys on Wednesday.
All right. How many units has Ed Sheeran moved, Jane? I want your love. Coming in at number five is Lil Uzi Vert, Love is Rage 2, 35,000 copies. Number four is Post Malone, Stony, 45,000 copies of that. And the top three are all new this week. Coming in at number three is, maybe I should tell you the three top things and you rank them. Pink, Gucci Mane, and Beck.
Well, I love the Beck album, but that came in third. I'm going to say Gucci Mane came in second, and I'm going to say Pink won the week.
You are the winner!
Thank you!
You got a point, Vinny! You can use it wherever points are accepted.
I think only these days now I just climb into bed at the end of a day and
count
go,
your points.
I got a point.
Listen,
today.
You should just start. You got your own room now that no one's allowed in. Just start making little
I
hash
just
marks
call
on the wall.
Gretchen's home number and go, ha! And hang up.
She's all, damn it, you got to rub it in. Beck sold, I feel like, a mere 46,000 copies. Like, Beck is amazing.
I bought
Colors
it.
Is the new record.
And I've let it play, like, circle.
What do you think? Tell
I
me.
I love the album. It's a whole album. I don't know that any one song is the one where I go,
that's
oh,
one.
That's a hit. But it's great. He's really good.
It came in third place. 46,000 copies of Beck's Colors. Gucci Mane was number two with Mr. Davis. 70,000 copies of that. He's the king of really big wedding cakes.
Oh, right.
10 foot tall. $75,000.
Bad face tattoos.
Although I was reading...
See the ice cream cone guy?
Yeah.
He didn't invite his mom to the wedding. Or one of his brothers.
Oh.
Why? Does he
I
say?
I don't know why. No, I couldn't...
He must have heard one of our bad advices about, it's your wedding, you can invite whoever you want. Well. If he doesn't want it, the bummer will be if they, you know, patch things up in a year. But I was still not at your wedding. Have another wedding. I would love to. I love humongous wedding cakes. I'll do it, Mom. And Pink, 408,000 copies of Beautiful Trauma. That's got to feel good. You're Pink yeah. today. What about us? Her last album, The Truth About Love, also debuted at number one 5 years ago.
Oh.
It's 408,000 copies is the fourth biggest sales week overall this year. And the best by a woman since Beyonce sold 652,000 copies of Lemonade in May of last year. About us. And there's your music for this week. Those are the big records.
All right.
Night of Too Many Stars. This is, I'm not sure how many of these they've done.
Is that the one with the presidents all being there?
No, oh, this is happening on November 18th, I believe. Night of Too Many Stars, America Unites for Autism. Comedians are lined up for this. It'll be hosted by Daily Show former host Jon Stewart, November 18th. A mix of sketches, short films, and stand-up performances, including appearances by Louis C.K., Stephen Colbert, Abby Jacobson, Jordan Klepper, Hasan Minhaj, John Mulaney, Olivia Munn, John Oliver, Adam Sandler, and more are expected to be announced. This used to air on Comedy Central, but it looks like it's moving to HBO because Jon Stewart has a deal there.
Oh.
I guess that's why. It'll be presented live from the theater at Madison Square Garden in New York on Saturday, November 18th at 8 p.m. And I guess it's airing the same night? I'm not positive. It was created by comedy writer and performer Robert Smigel to support autism schools, programs, and services. And it has raised more than $24 million to date. And then they go on to say who produces it, et cetera. But all you really need to know is that it's happening on November 18th, and it looks like they're not saying it's airing later, so I'm going to guess it's going to air live on HBO. Here you go. Big lineup, though. The Night of Too Many Stars. Game of Thrones!
Here we go!
It's, unfortunately, it's not anything plot-based. It's about one of the characters. It's about Peter Dinklage.
It's good enough, I'll take it.
Yeah, I know. Anything that gives you a minute to think about Game of Thrones is worth it. Peter Dinklage and his wife, Erica Schmidt, have welcomed their second child together. She is 42, and I guess back in March, she was showing a growing baby bump. And she walked the red carpet alongside Peter Dinklage, who is 48, at the premiere of an off-Broadway play that she wrote and directed. I don't see... They do have a five-year-old daughter who they welcomed in 2011. They married... They eloped in Vegas in 05. And...
That's how you do it, Bryn.
Is that how you did it, Vinny?
What? Oh, snap.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
I think you do.
That laugh is a little devilish.
What?
You know what I'm
saying. I'm laughing at your joke. You said snap. You're like, that was a good one.
So I guess this baby's been out for a while. It's a devilish laugh.
Get out of here. Anyway, what about him?
What the truth?
The baby's been out of her for a while, it would appear.
out of her.
Looks like maybe they did not publicly confirm the pregnancy. They were spotted out with their newborn at a concert in September. And now it looks like people said, what are they, babysitting? And they've confirmed that she had a baby. So there you go. We got to hear the song, you know.
Yeah.
On Friday, Dr. Phil was pulling out of a parking lot. He was trying to get around a van that was in front of him, and then he hit a skateboarder in a crosswalk.
Oh. Is the little boy okay?
He's not that little. Phil checked on the guy. He got out of the car and, hey, are you all right?
Right.
And the guy said he was fine. It's okay. So they separated.
He didn't say, you're Dr. Phil, I'm hurt.
He didn't say that till later.
Ah.
I think he came to his senses later.
Okay.
So the guy said... Yeah, cash me outside. They each went on their way. Phil stopped and, you know, got out of the... Nobody wants to hit anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can all agree on that. Please, I don't want to hit you. You don't want to be hit. Let's agree that you'll look both ways and I'll not be texting. How about that?
How about that?
God, cash you know me what outside. They show all the time on... I follow all these different skateboard sites, including Thrasher Magazine and some of the others. Skateboarding in San Francisco is huge. It's a... Yeah. This is a big yeah. town for it. And they show videos of guys bombing these hills here.
God.
And they get a guy watching the street down below, but you still see him just zip right. They can't stop. So they bomb the hill and they go right through the next street. And you hope the guy who's, you know, watching his friend you and hope. Trying to watch the cars... Oh, it's crazy.
It's not like there's any brakes on those things.
No.
I watched a Viceland special on skateboarding. This one particular dude, but they
you
were
did?
All yeah, they were all in San Francisco. And I wanted to remember the guy's name, which I can't now, but he ended up going to jail because he did all this crime. He was like a meth head, heroin.
Oh, God.
Oh, this, teeth isn't were gone. This isn't going the way I was hoping it would.
It was gnarly. Like the dude, I'll try to find it. I've been meaning to talk to you about that, but I'll try to find the guy's name. But we could talk about his story later.
All right.
But it was pretty gnarly.
So they had shots of him?
Yeah, bombing the streets.
It's a thing.
Yeah. And like skateboarding out here down at the Embarcadero.
Yeah.
All the plaza right there.
Well, we've got
it's
places
really
to do
interesting.
It.
Interesting, yeah.
Andy Roy.
That sounds right. Mm-hmm. What was he in prison for?
I don't know. It just says pro skater to prison inmate.
Yeah, I think that's
bummer.
Him. Yeah.
Looks like Ed's Divide sales hard copy. By the way, Jane just texted me. Hard copy, almost 891,000. Million, I mean. No,
people
thousand.
Actually bought the CD.
Over a
copy.
Million when they do single sales streaming math. So right. It's over a million. So it's, what do they call that, platinum?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's the Divide album's gone platinum. That still seems low, doesn't it?
I see 2.2 million combined sales made up from 1.7 mil physical downloads plus 511,000 streaming equivalent units.
Yeah. Oh, so even 511,000 seems low for the streaming. I mean, it feels like...
It's a big album.
Yeah. Okay, but 2 million sounds more likely.
Agreed.
It's been on forever. Back to Dr. Phil Hibiscay.
Yeah, what did the dude say later?
So Phil checks on the guy. The guy's like, it's all right, bro. I'm fine. Just a little whoa. And then they each went on their way. So then a witness reported the accident. So police found the guy. And when they checked on him, he suddenly had a shoulder and leg injury. Which, look, it might not even be as suspicious as you think, because sometimes right after an accident, you are shot full of adrenaline mm-hmm. and you do feel okay. It's the next day or
two days later,
right?
Yeah.
Whatever, that you start to really be like, "Geez, I think I tweaked my neck or I did something to my shoulder." And like Vinny thought, "What do you think? Your wrist was bad after
no,
you had
no, my wrist was bad. I thought in that fall that I'd."
That was the
that
thing.
That was the injury, and it turned out it was the shoulder.
Right.
But the wrist was more painful for the first, I don't know, whatever.
Immediately.
And that's, right, and that's why I ended up going to the urgent care or whatever, because I finally went, I think this thing's broken. It's really bad. And it wasn't, luckily, but yeah, it ended up being the shoulder.
So now this guy's threatening to sue, saying that Dr. Phil ran a stop sign and was in the wrong lane. And
well, he did.
He's missing work due to his injuries. Phil's people say he's willing to fully cooperate with the police on their investigation. And listen, the guy's got plenty of cash.
Cough it up, Dr. Phil.
Stoke this guy out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good injury. The Dr. Phil hit by a car injury. It's way better than falling by yourself at the skate park with no one around except a little boy.
Yeah. What are you going to sue him for watching?
Hey, you okay? No,
I'm old. Okay? I'm not okay. Were you trying not to cry in front of the kid?
Uh-huh. Tears weren't on my mind at all, actually. I only
just
cry
him,
about sad. You know what? I only cry about sad stuff. That's where the tears come out. The stupid cartoons. Those
it's not
are the
even
ones
the sad
that get
stuff.
Me every
it's
time.
The beautiful, happy stuff. The love stuff. The happy ending.
Did you cry at the Big Sick?
I did. Did you?
No.
Oh my God! Loser. I totally cried. I was leaking the whole second half
cry.
Of the movie. Poor thing. You totally cried.
I did not.
Obviously.
Get out of here.
Trying
How
to be
dare
all
you.
Manly. For me, I guess. I don't know who you're trying to be manly for. Your pride, I don't know. It's okay. You can cry, Vinny. It's fine.
No.
I understand.
Uh-uh.
I'm fine with it. Cameron Diaz went to dinner. Oh, whom in this one's kind
Cameron
of for you.
Cameron Diaz makes the news?
She makes the news today.
I thought she quit Hollywood.
No, she's still there.
All right.
She went to dinner at an exclusive and crazy expensive restaurant called Matsuhisa.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that.
You have?
Yeah.
You have?
Been there? Oh. It's in Beverly Hills. She was there Thursday. And on the way out, she dropped her wallet. Contained cash, credit cards, you know, the stuff that's in your wallet.
What's her real name, does it say?
Oh, I don't know about that part. A homeless woman found it.
Paskowinowitz.
Yeah. Cameron. Carol Paskowinowitz. Also known as Cameron Diaz.
Right.
So a homeless woman found it and went into the restaurant to return it.
Oh.
And they said, no, she already left. And they didn't take the wallet from her.
Well.
Well, you
it's
want
not theirs to take. And no, maybe
it is.
They don't
want
to be involved.
We'll take that. And when she calls to see if she left it here, we'll have it for her. So once again, I mean, this lady's now got her second opportunity to just go, well, let's take it. But no. Someone called the cops and she waited around to turn it over to the cops with nothing missing. I guess somehow along the line, the cops got it back to Cameron Diaz, who needs to track her down and give her a reward.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
Yeah. Hopefully that'll be the story that we see tomorrow.
Think she'll buy her a home or something?
Although, how's she
a home?
Because she's homeless. I don't know. Maybe in Bakersfield, isn't that where people buy people
cheaper homes?
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
You
like
don't spot her a 50 and say thanks. You buy her a home.
Well, she's worth 120 mil.
Cameron Diaz is worth 120 mil.
Well, yeah, dude. She was just so farting
money.
Movies for years.
Yeah.
That's good.
I like
that
her.
Is solid. Me too. I like her too.
When's she going to make another hit?
Maybe
I
she
feel
never
like
will.
She's tapped out. She
I
took
don't
her money
feel like I've seen her in anything.
Yeah,
in
she's
couple
been done.
She got married to
she,
one
oh,
of the
she's
Madden
married?
Brothers.
She
yeah,
did
yeah.
not.
Yeah,
who's she
yeah.
married?
A couple years ago, she married
yeah.
Benji,
Benji Madden.
Madden.
2 years ago.
Who's
yeah.
that?
They
the
didn't divorce yet.
Charlotte.
No, they're together. His brother was married to
Nicole Richie,
and I think they broke up. Right?
No,
I think they're still together because all four of them. I see pictures of them
oh,
hanging
good.
Out.
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, that what fun! They can double
oh,
date.
What fun.
One horse open.
Looks.
Sleigh.
The last movie hey. She did was the crappy remake of Annie. Oh my God.
Oh Jesus!
Like that needs to be
done. Annie.
Jamie Foxx. He was Daddy Warbucks.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, it wasn't. So.
Well, anyway.
Hey, when does... Didn't... speaking of Lionel Richie's kid, I thought of Lionel Richie. When does the American Idol start?
It's got to start. I think they're doing the auditions now. I don't know when the actual TV show starts,
yeah,
but they tape the auditions
sure, but
and
they,
put that together.
I was reading an article yesterday that Katy Perry is not... meshing with Luke Bryan and
of course
Lionel
she's not.
Richie.
Of course she isn't. They're paying her $25 million. Anybody could have told them. No, no, not Katy Perry. And you know what? Double no on the $25 million. Katy Perry for $2 million. And even that. I mean, Jesus.
Oh, no. That's
her agent did a great job.
Sure did. $25 million for what's sure to be a debacle and the demise of the franchise. Congratulations, everyone. All right, quickly here, I want to go through the box office because Hooman specifically asked for it.
Thank you so much.
Number 10 is Kingsman, The Golden Circle, made $3 million. It's made almost $100 million in 5 weeks, so it did pretty well. Number 9 is American Made. Which one is that?
That's Tom Cruise as the drug runner.
Oh, well.
Working for the CIA.
That's made about $45 million in 4 weeks. It made $3 million over the weekend. The Snowman, that's the one you reviewed. That
yeah,
made
that
is
do?
A mega flop. It made $3 million.
Well, I'm not surprised.
For eighth place. Yeah, badly.
When
reviewed.
They go to the scene with the snow packed on the person's face, you're like, oh, come on. The hell.
It made another $3.5 million for seventh place. It's up to $320 million in 7 weeks. And it is good. It's fine. It's not what I hoped it would be, but it is. It's good. And it definitely has some scary parts. You liked it, right, Yuzi? We
yeah,
thought it was good.
I liked it.
The Foreigner made $5.5 million, good for sixth place. Which one's that again, Hooman?
That's Jackie Chan.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Debuting in fifth place is Only the Brave. That's $6 million. That's the story of the firefighters where 20 of them go in and only one comes out, and there's like a real, it's a true story. We're talking about this briefly.
Right. Who's the star of that? He's pretty good.
I do not see.
His dad's married to Barbara Streisand.
Oh,
Josh
Brolin.
I think that guy's a star.
And
of that
Jeff
movie.
Bridges is in it too. Jennifer Connelly, Miles Teller, star studded. Taylor Kitsch, John Carter.
Oh yeah, that's right. Number Andy four McDonough. Is Blade Runner 2049, $7.2 million. It's only made $74 million in 3 weeks. That movie is excellent, and I, you know, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
I really want people to go see it. Like, of all these movies I'm looking at here, that's the one, man. I loved that movie. Number three is Happy Death Day. That's made $40 million in 2 weeks. It does look good. It made $9 million at the box office this weekend. Geostorm.
Horrible.
Oh, no.
I saw it. It's not
debuted
good.
In second place.
It's
oh,
like
you did
really,
go see it?
Yeah, really, really. Like, remember Armageddon?
Yeah.
It's like a really bad version of that.
Well, $13 million is what it brought in, far below what they were hoping for. And I don't know
they
what they spent
mil,
easily,
at least.
Right? It was a big
oh
budget
my God.
Movie.
Yeah, way too
and
much.
Debuting in first place, Tyler Perry's Boo 2, a Madea Halloween. People love their Madea. $21 million. So congratulations to them. And that is all I've got time for. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Spotify is about to launch their IPO.
Oh.
Paranormal as we head into
Halloween.
Halloween season. Rats.
Oh.
And more after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.